10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, I'll help you learn more about the power of manifesting. Thank you for joining me today. The more you listen, the more you'll learn. On the second Monday of each month, I go live with Jillian Harris, and we dive even deeper into the power of manifesting. From time to time, other guests may join our show to bring you new perspectives. Jillian Harris is our sponsor, Jillian Harris Worldwide. And that's Jillian with a G, Harris like Kamala. Today, we're talking more about breaking down manifest rules. On my last episode, I talked about speaking your dreams into existence and how we must always speak in the present tense. Today, I want to dig a little deeper into the positive language that is so vital to manifesting. Remember, to get what you want, you must speak it into existence by using positive, present tense language. And you must believe that what you want is already yours because you deserve it. If you follow this statement with gratitude and action, nothing can stop you from having everything you want. You already know that speaking in the present tense means you talk with I am statements. I enjoy, my life is, and so forth. But what exactly do I mean when I say you must speak with positive language? Until you practice using positive language all the time, negative or neutral language often slips into your thoughts. For example, several years ago, I wanted to manifest original music for a video we were making at Be Unique. I wrote in my journal, "They can create original music for the video." Well, that backfired. Sure, maybe they can. Maybe they will. Maybe they might. Maybe they would, maybe they could. But did they? Why not? Because a better sentence would have been, they donate original music for the video, or I am grateful for the donation of original music to use in the video. I didn't need to say can. Can is a maybe word. It's very neutral, it's very wishy-washy, and leaves a lot of room. It's a vague word. That same year, I wanted to manifest the completion of a swimming pool after we'd had issues with the contractor. I wrote, "The pool is a relaxing place for us to unwind." I added much more to the statement that didn't need to be there, too. Keeping the statement simple is very important. A better statement is, "Our pool, not the pool." I didn't need to add that the grandchildren love it. Of course the grandchildren would love it. I needed to make it ours, and I needed to make it simple. My manifest journal is filled with statements that I came back to amend because the language is not positive. For instance, I wrote, "Frogs do not scare me." Well, that's no good, because frogs at that time did scare me, and they kept scaring me. I'd see one jump, and I'd get startled, and it was not any fun. I amended it to, "Frogs are my friends." Do you see the difference? Since changing that statement, I have not developed a romance with frogs, and you're not going to catch me kissing one, but I no longer fear them. I see them as an important part of the ecology now. Another statement that I thought was positive was actually a well-disguised negative statement. "My life is free of clutter." Well, guess what? When I wrote that, my office was extremely cluttered, and I could not seem to get a good handle on how to unclutter it. Do you know what was going on? The more I thought about clutter, the more cluttered my life became. One cluttered space led to another, and then I had an entire life filled with chaos. I had to fix that, and I had to fix it fast. So I wrote, "My life runs smoothly." And guess what? After I put in some work, the action on my statement helped me get my mind clear. Then I could clear out the clutter. We held a yard sale. All the things that had been cluttering up my office, my closets, my kitchen, my very life. We sold them and raised money and donated it to Be Unique. Now that's how you manifest. Once I wrote, I am grateful for the opportunity to win $2,000 from this survey. Well, don't you know, I had the opportunity, but that's all I had, the opportunity. I did receive a nice big mug for my efforts, but if I had written, thank you for the $2,000 winning for taking the survey, I might actually have won the money. Another time I wrote, his life is much better. That's positive-ish. Better than what? Better than a slug's? Better than a homeless person? Better than mine? Better than yours? Who knows? Better than what? So I came back and I wrote, his new job is amazing and pays so much more than he expected. I learned later that he's doing very well, but I failed to include anything about his enjoyment on the job or his happiness. So now he's looking for another job because his life got better. His job was amazing. It did pay more, but it did not fulfill him. So you see, it truly is about how you express your positive statement. If you're having difficulty with creating your manifest statement and want help on your journey, email me. You can find me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Or go to beunique.org and find a contact there and just put in their Manifest Monday Show. I'll get the email. Be sure to follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Check out all of our shows. We're getting new shows all the time and new episodes to every show. Remember, you can come back to this whenever you want a refresher. You can also read these lessons on Be Unique's extra blog. That's BUNEKE.org. And until next time, be sure to stay positive and elevate your gratitude.